It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, an annual tradition on Talk of Iowa. We take a listen to some of the best folk and classical music releases of the year. Later this hour, Iowa Public Radio classical music host Barney Sherman will be here. But first, Karen Impala, host of The Folk Tree, Sundays from 1 to 5 on Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 is here. Hello, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
And you have put together a list, and I understand it's difficult to pick your favorites, but you were able to pick a number one favorite, right?
That's right. Yeah, and I think the track I've got here may be my very most played track over the past year, because every time I pull out this CD, I seem to go for this one track. It's a band called The New Line, and the main guy behind it is a guy named Brendan Taff, and he has a background in old-timey music. He's also got a background in Celtic music, but he's also studied an African instrument called the imbira, and he actually went to Zimbabwe and studied that instrument. But this band kind of takes American old-time music and mixes it with some sort of current African stuff, which is really interesting because if I can get all musicological for a minute,
sure.
If you go back, you know, American folk music really blends together strains that came from Africa with the slaves who were brought here, plus mostly British Isles sources too. So and he's kind of, you know, remixing that in the present to those different influences.
Nice.
So let's just hear it.
I fall on my knees and I'm begging you, please come and stand around with me. Little girl, won't you stand around with me? Look up, look down, oh, that long, lonesome road. Won't you hang down your head and
just a taste of Fall on My Knees, and that's right. The New Line. And is that pretty, that's the track that you always tend to go to. Is the rest of the album similar?
It is similar. That's probably the most upbeat thing on it. But it's all basically American old-timey tunes with, you know, that kind of arrangement. There's a lot of banjo. There's the imbira. There's some electric guitar. And some of the tracks have trumpet like that one.
Nice. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. What's next on your list?
The next one is also this particular track is kind of a fusion. I guess I'm drawn to that sort of thing. It's a band called Runa, and they are mostly Celtic based. They're based in America, but they've got one Canadian and one Irishman as part of the band. But this is a very old traditional ballad from the British Isles. It's one of the ones, you know, that's in some of the earliest collections of ballads written down. It's called The False Knight Upon the Road, but the arrangement they've given it is kind of Caribbean sounding, so it's really nice, high energy kind of piece.
Fall House Night Upon the Road by Runa. And it's interesting, just listening to those first two selections of yours, Karen, makes me think about how very broad the umbrella of folk music is.
And I have to say, the rest of that Runa album, a lot of it is more straight-ahead traditional Celtic stuff. But that track is the one that always stands out for me when I come to this album.
All right, what's next?
The third is just straight ahead traditional music. It's by a fairly young guy named Willie Watson, and he was a member of the Old Crow Medicine Show, who people might have heard of. But this is a solo album. It's completely solo, just him playing some banjo and some guitar. No overdubbing, so any track is just him and one instrument. And it's some very, it's kind of harkening back. Even the album design, it looks like one of those old Folkways records or something. It's harkening back to some of the performers who were the first ones to get recorded when there was a folk revival in the 60s. So the track I picked is Lead Belly's Midnight Special.
Yonder come Miss Rosie. How in the world do you know? Oh, well, I knows about your apron and the dress she wore, umbrella on her shoulder, a piece of paper in her hand. And well, she gone to see the governor, turned loose of my man, let the midnight spare. Shine his light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever loving light on me. Now when you get up in the morning, when that big bell rings, you go march it to the table. It's the same damn thing. Knives and forks are on the table. Ain't nothing in my pan. You say anything about it, have trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine its light on me. Let the midnight special.
Midnight Special, performed by Willie Watson. And what's next on your list, Karen?
Well, Cahalen Morrison and Eli West are a couple of guys from the Pacific Northwest. And they're basically kind of country-ish, bluegrass-ish influenced. This is a song that, I don't know, something about the harmonies of this one, I just can't get it out of my head. It's called Off the Chama, and I looked it up, and now I'm not remembering. I think the Chama is a river, or it's some kind of geographical feature in the Pacific Northwest. So it's kind of a story song, and these guys just harmonize like crazy.
Chama, I was born and raised. By the dry bed, spend most of my days. My mother, she taught me the ladder, and my father, he drove, wielding strings of brown leather. Though master of field mice and the governor of crows, my kingdom, I called it dissolved. My age, it turned over and over again. I spied a true kingdom my heart did demand. She's bright as the moon glow and quick as a cat. Her eyes like a quarry of stone. And under her bosom was a true beating heart. Mine rattled my breastbone as a prisoner of war. And as the cruel.
Cahalen Morrison and Eli West with Off the Chama. I can see how that gets stuck in your head, which is in a good way, though. That's a good thing in this context, right?
Yeah, and I really like the writing of it, too. You know, the master of field mice and governor of crows.
It's very evocative.
Yes.
What's next on the list?
Okay, Sam Amadon, and this is another... I'm really kind of very, you know, I've been doing this for quite some time, playing folk music on the radio. But when I go to put together these best ofs, I'm very encouraged by how many of the people I'm playing are fairly young themselves and probably, you know, weren't even born when I started doing radio. This is a guy named Sam Amadon. And in fact, his brother, Stefan, plays on the New Line CD, the one we started with. And they kind of grew up with folk music. Their parents are performers and, you know, kind of grew up going to festivals and everything and have both become musicians. Anyway, he's got a band. He's got an album called Lilio. And he's joined, among other people, by guitarist Bill Frisell, who's kind of an avant-garde guy, electric guitar player. So this one is a real kind of fusion, too, with traditional roots, but some very jazzy sort of influences. And the song we'll hear is Walkin' Boss.
Taste of Walkin' Boss, Sam Amadon. There was some interesting sounds in there.
Yeah, yeah. nice electric guitar.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some of them, I picked that one because it's kind of catchy, but some of these get very, on this album, get very sort of moody and atmospheric with the electric guitar kind of there.
All right, what do you have next?
A band called the Tea Sisters. Their last name is actually Teachin.
And they are actually sisters.
They are sisters, yeah. Right. And I'm sure Teachin is T-I-E-T-J-E-N, and I'm sure they got tired of spelling it and hearing it mispronounced. So they're just the Tea Sisters, the letter T. And their album is called Kindred Lines. It's produced by Lori Lewis, who's a real bluegrass great. And it's some of it is kind of straight ahead bluegrass. Some of it is very jazzy and sort of swingy. And it's you can probably tell I have a weakness for harmony singing, but there's some great, great three-part harmony singing from the Tea Sisters.
I've been roughed up, talked down, and I've been schooled, but at least I know I've been a fool. It's been staring at me. Oh, why didn't I see? And I hope it's not too late to go. Somewhere way down the track, oh, I thought I'd hop on. See how this journey unfolds. Now I'll never look back, and I know I wasn't wrong. Oh, I'll stay on this train till I'm old.
It hurts me to fade that out, Karen. That is so fun.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Great. The Tea Sisters.
Well, we have time, I think, for one more.
Okay.
Do you want to end with an Iowa-born?
Oh, sure. Well, let's skip ahead to that one. Okay. Number 8 on the list. We're skipping over number 7. Number 8 is a guy named John Smith, and he writes his name as all one word. So I guess he's easier to find in searches. John Smith. And he is was born somewhere in the far northeast corner of Iowa. I want to say McGregor or somewhere around there. He now lives in southwest Wisconsin, kind of across the Mississippi. And he's just a very fine songwriter and an all-around very nice guy. And this one is a love song, and it does the kind of thing that a lot of traditional love songs do about if I were this and if I were that, this is what I would do for you. It is called Please Remember This.
If I were a robin, I'd fly on home to you. I'd rest upon your window, and I'd carry off your blues. Yeah, I'd take them down to Memphis. Yeah, that's what I would do. If I were a robin, I would fly on home to you.
Please remember this, John Smith, all one word. And Karen, thank you so much for sharing some of your favorites with us. We will publish the entire list on our website under Talk of Iowa, and you can find it at Studio One as well, iowapublicradio.org. Karen Impala, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been fun.
Karen Impala is the host of The Folk Tree, Sundays from 1 to 5 on Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. Coming up after the break, I'll be talking with classical music host Barney Sherman about some of his favorite classical music releases of 2014. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.
In the forest, in the old hobo's tales in the country, and in the wide open sails, there's a feeling brings me to my knees. There's a belief in something more than me. It's something more than me. And in some churches, and in the old hymns, and the corner street bars, and old motels where they live, there's a feeling in the core of myself. There's a sadness wishing for something else. Wishing for something else. Lost, I know, we've all been told, still can't shake the wind that's cold. Oh, lost, I know, we've all been told.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Charity Nebbe. So far this hour, we've gotten Karen Impala's picks for best folk music releases of 2014, and now we are moving on to classical music. Iowa Public Radio classical music host Barney Sherman is here. You hear him on the air on IPR Classical Weekday and Sunday afternoons. Hello, Barney.
Hi, Charity.
Thank you so much for coming back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And tell us about your first pick, and this is your favorite of all, right?
No, actually, no. I want to say this is not meant to be the 10 best, and they're not in any order. These are just the ones that, first of all, I happened to hear that jumped out at me, and two other things. I went for things that I thought might make nice holiday gifts.
Okay.
And things that sometimes you'll hear stand for a trend.
Okay.
And things, when possible, when there was a doubt, I went with things that had an Iowa connection.
All right. Well, I can't wait. What is your first pick?
My first pick has a couple of those elements. 2014 was an amazing year for chamber music from the 17th century. Probably the best year for chamber music from the 17th century since, I don't know, 1699? So it was hard to narrow
it
down.
And the recordings back then were terrible.
The sound quality. But it was hard to narrow it down. So I used the Iowa Criterion, and I went with a CD called Paradise by a group called Acronym. My reasoning is one of its members, Lauren Ludwig, teaches at Grinnell, and another came along with Lauren, Kivi Khan-Lippman, to perform live in our studio in Cedar Falls. So besides that, I love the CD. It's focused on a composer named Antonio Bertali. I've seen his name in history books. He was a major figure in Vienna in, 1650-ish, and established opera there, but there's only one piece of his that ever gets played, his Chaconne. It's kind of like the Paco Bell canon, the Bertali Chaconne. So here's a whole CD of his sonatas, 13 of them, many never recorded before. They're great for, first of all, if you just want nice background, but they're also great if you want to really sink your teeth into it and really listen. So, excellent CD.
Bit of the music of Antonio Bertali transporting us back to the 17th century, and that was from the CD Paradise, performed by Acronym. And what's next on your list, Barney?
Well, 2014, another trend, was an unbelievable year for Bach, and I'm actually planning a post called The Year in Bach, and it's going to be long, and I haven't even heard all the front-running CDs, but I did make a pick. Igor Levit playing the partitas, or maybe it's Igor Levit, L-E-V-I-T. He's born in Russia. And the partitas are suites of dances. Bach and all the Baroque composers wrote lots of suites of dances for a keyboard, but these are the works where Bach takes it to its highest level. This is, even by his own standards, the Mount Everest. And I already have a lot of great recordings of this, but they're so special. I love it when somebody adds something really really new and beautiful to the conversation, and Igor does that. So, okay, so here's the example from the fourth partita. The second movement is an allemande, originally a kind of dance, but by now, when Bach writes this allemande, it's as if he's improvising a song for the right hand, just pouring out his soul. And as I listen to Igor play this, it actually does sound like he's improvising. There's a place where you'll hear him pause for a second. It's almost like he's improvising and deciding what to play next. And I know Bach was famous for improvisation, so I kind of like this quality of it. Here's the allemande from Bach's Partita number 4.
There from Igor Levit. And what's next on your list, Barney?
Well, the third trend here, it was an amazing year for the chamber music of Brahms. I kept having to change my mind about which recording. There are half a dozen great ones. What I ended up with is the string quintets played by the Takash Quartet, and they're joined by a second viola player, Lawrence Powers. I think this would make a great holiday gift. And there are five string players, two of them on the viola, which is a rich, kind of glowing instrument in the middle of the texture. Brahms loved that. He told his publishers when he sent them the first quintet that they would never receive anything more beautiful from him. But it's actually very difficult for the players to pull off and let you hear all the things that are going on and play all the tricky rhythms and yet make it alive and dancing and flowing and singing and big and intimate all at once. Well, they manage it. So here's the opening of the string quintet number 2.
Thank you.
is a lot going on there.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So far we've had Brahms, Bach, and Bertali. Did you pick any artists or composers that didn't start with B this year?
Quite a few. And many of them are alive and well and even living in Iowa. But we're going to, next on my list is one whose name begins with an M, Mozart, and a recording of his Requiem, which is a piece I've heard so often that you might be, as you're listening to this, it may be that for you, you can't get enough of the Mozart Requiem, or you might feel I've heard that one time too many. But this CD made it new for me. I don't want to say it gives new life to a Requiem.
That's quite a recommendation.
But it did give it something very different from what I've ever heard before. And paradoxically, they did this, the Dunedin Consort, led by John Butt, by trying to imagine how it sounded at its first performances in Vienna right after Mozart died. So it's a much smaller chorus than we're used to, just 16 singers. The soloists are part of the chorus, and smaller voices, lighter voices than we're used to, and roots in the 18th century. Mozart is, there's echoes of Handel, Renaissance music, even French Baroque music, and Vivaldi, and instruments different from modern ones, which have special qualities that they really respond to. So that as well, there's also real depth and drama. So here's a special moment. The Recordare, those are basset horns that you hear, and period violins, the Dunedin Consort, led by John Butt.
Just a little bit of Mozart's Requiem, and it's difficult to leave it at that, Barney, but we are running short on time, so I think we better move on to your next pick.
Okay, and the trend that this next pick reflects is new music that's based on inspirations that you wouldn't expect. So one of them, Richard Reed Perry, whose day job is a member of Arcade Fire, put out a wonderful CD that's based with music he composed based on the actual heartbeat or breath rate of the musicians. And it's just hypnotic. It's just a beautiful CD. But I'm going to go for one by the Japanese composer Momeru Fujieda. It's called Patterns of Plants. Now, the premise here seemed kind of dubious when I first heard about it, but I was, in fact, totally mesmerized. So the premise is plants have electrical pulses. You can measure voltage changes that they do. You can measure it with scientific instruments. And he took those patterns as the inspiration for each piece. I wouldn't have thought that would work, but boy, was I wrong. His imagination is so delicate and beautiful. His music, there's some elements of the Baroque and of Impressionism and Japan, but it's really very original. And he wrote it for a pianist named Sarah Cahill, who really, really gets it. So now, Charity, you're my go-to horticulture person. So we're going to play this piece. It was inspired by the patterns of a specific flower. Let's see if you can guess which kind of flower this is.
Oh, I need Richard Gerard to help me out with this, but okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm supposed to be able to tell what flower that is?
Well, you don't. It sounds.
I'll try to follow this train of thought. It's beautiful for one thing, but it sounds like something not too delicate. Because you know, thinking of Japan and flowers, of course, cherry blossoms were the first thing that came to mind. But I'm not going to go with cherry blossoms. But I also don't know what flowers are common in Japan.
Well, I'll just tell you if you want me to.
Yes.
It's the begonia.
Of course it is. It sounds just like begonias.
Of course, yeah. In fact, he called this particular piece the begonia in my life.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And do all the plants sound really different?
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's all beautiful, but there's a lot of variety. It's both interesting and beautiful. It's got both things going for it.
All right. What's next on your list?
Well, the other trend is crossover on a high level. It used to be the classical crossover CDs were cheesy. You know, it'd be Pavarotti singing The Windmills of Your Mind or something. But now there's real creative, vital, exciting interchange between people who do classical music and people who do new music in other arenas. Well, my pick is a group called Brooklyn Rider, a string quartet. They were in Des Moines last month performing with Bela Fleck, and he performed a composition by one of their members who's a composer. There's a conductor in the group. There's some major string players. And on this new CD, what they did, it's called Almanac, and they invited people who are notable musicians, not necessarily in classical music, to write short pieces for a string quartet inspired by a muse from the last 50 years. Well, it's inspiring, actually, and it's a wonderful CD. Make a great holiday gift. And for my example, here is somebody whose name I learned to pronounce by asking Karen Impala. Her name is Aoife O'Donovan, and she is a member of a group called Crooked Stills. She is a leading noir folk progressive bluegrass singer, but she actually trained in composition at the New England Conservatory of Music. This piece, so she called this Show Me, and she says it was inspired by a passage in Faulkner in which the character is thinking about the meaning of life. So here is Show Me.
Just a little bit of Show Me. And Barney, we're running short on time, so I think we have time to play snippets of two more. If you want to just tell me about maybe the next one, and then we'll play the next one, and we'll pick something to go out on as well.
All right. So the next one represents how well American orchestras have been doing this year at some great recordings. This one comes from Pittsburgh. Now, you don't think of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra typically in the elite, but they play like the best orchestra ever here. And it's not just how well they play. The interpretation of Dvorak's Eighth Symphony and Janáček's A Suite from his opera Yanufa is so thrilling. They just go for broke, and they have a very specific feeling for the Czech musical traditions it comes from. It reminds you of why you love Dvorak in the first place.
All right, that's quite a recommendation. And what's next on your list? We will publish this entire list on our website, by the way, so you can seek out the tracks and hear them on your own. But what's next?
Another American orchestra, very notable, is right here in Iowa. Orchestra Iowa put out its first CD. And it's music they commissioned from Cedar Rapids native Michael Dougherty. He's one of the top 10 most performed composers in the world today. About his hometown of Cedar Rapids, and he focused it on the most famous of Cedar Rapids artists, Grant Wood. And they play incredibly. There's a bonus track, an interview by Jacqueline Hallbloom of IPR with Michael Dougherty and Tim Hankowicz. And so, well, it's every Iowan should get this. And the sample I picked is from the third movement, which is called Pitchfork. And Charity, it's about Grant Wood, so I bet you can guess which pitchfork he's trying to represent.
I do have a good guess. Let's listen.
Thank you.
just the tiniest of tastes from American Gothic performed by Orchestra Iowa. And why don't you tell me about the next one, and then we'll go out with your final pick.
Well, another Iowa-based composer, Michael Ching, lives in Ames. If you love Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream as much as I do, this is an opera which has no orchestra at all, just voices, and you don't miss the orchestra at all. The voices are fresh and young sounding. They bring something out about the Midsummer Night's Dream that even some great scores by Mendelssohn and Britten and Korngold don't focus on. It's youthfulness, because it's full of references to bop and pop. The singers can come from both classical and Broadway backgrounds. It's so fresh, and it's a delight.
Okay, you know what? I have to hear that. So okay, we'll play out with that. But you tell us about your last pick, and then we will play out with that voicestra.
Okay.
All right. But tell us about the final thing on your list, quickly.
The pianists Marta Argerich and Daniel Barenboim were child prodigies in the Jewish community in Buenos Aires in the 1940s. They grew up to be two of the greatest musicians of our time, but they haven't performed together in public for decades. He had the idea that they do a duo piano recital. They did that in April, and it's a real live performance. There are a few places where if it had been in a studio, they would have done another take, but it is mind-blowing piano playing. There's real synergy. You can feel the affection, the interplay. And when they play The Rite of Spring, they play Mozart and Schubert and the original Rite of Spring piano duet that Stravinsky played first before the thing was premiered, and it just sounds so fresh and new. It's a great experience.
All right. Well, Barney Sherman, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Charity.
Barney Sherman, Iowa Public Radio classical music host, picking the best new classical music releases of 2014. We will put these up on our website at iowapublicradio.org. And we will go out today with Michael Ching's A Midsummer Night's Dream, an opera featuring this voicestra.
Through the house give glimmering light, by the dead and drowsy fire, every elf and fairy sprite up is light from bird to briar. And this ditty after me, sing and dance it trippingly. Be ye well, be ye well, be ye well, be ye well.
First rehearse your song by rote, to each word a warbling note. Hand in hand with fairy grace, will we sing and bless this place.
Hand in hand with fairy grace, will we sing and bless this place.